Research by a team of coastal scientists at the University of Chapel Hill's Institute of Marine Sciences is gaining national attention. The study looked at the rate at which oyster reefs grow and if they'll be able to keep pace with rising sea levels. After 10 years of study in coastal North Carolina, the results show that oyster reefs grow much faster than previously expected and can also be an effective way of slowing erosion. This week, I spoke with Dr. Antonio Rodriguez, associate professor at Institute of Marine Sciences, about the research project and how the creation of an oyster reef could be more effective than a bulkhead for protecting the shoreline.
If constructed correctly, oyster reefs could really outlive bulkheads because they can grow upward, and they grow upward really quickly.
And as a part of your research, your team of scientists have been growing an oyster reef in Back Sound in Carteret County. What have you been able to learn from constructing that reef?
So what we learned is that oyster reefs grow very rapidly, and previous work showed that they grow much less than an inch a year. And what we found is that they have the potential to grow 4.5 inches a year.
So what does that mean as far as the potential for oyster reefs being constructed in coastal North Carolina?
Well, what that means is, well, first of all, we're in the lower parts of estuaries. So oyster reefs here like to grow in the intertidal areas. And if they become subtidal, they won't grow anymore. And so if you think about sea level rise in the future, it's important to understand and to examine whether these reefs can keep up with sea level rise. Because if they can't, they'll likely cease to exist.
Your study was published in Nature Climate Change, also in newspapers and magazines and other publications across the country. Now, as your research receives national attention, what do you hope people will take away?
I hope what they'll take away is that if we start to construct reefs the way we did in this paper, they'll protect the shoreline from erosion or help with erosion. But at the same time, they'll provide important fish habitat. They also clean the water. That's really important, and no bulkhead can provide all of those services. So maybe we'll move towards more natural alternatives to shoreline stabilization.
Do you also hope that people reading the results of your study will consider building an oyster reef as opposed to constructing a bulkhead for shoreline erosion protection?
Definitely. That's our hope.
Now, when it comes to actually constructing an oyster reef, how much cheaper is it than a traditional seawall or bulkhead?
Well, I don't know how much it costs to construct a bulkhead, but what we did is just spread out a thin layer of oyster shell and in the intertidal areas. And by thin layer, what I mean is it was only 6 inches high. And they grew to be about 3 feet high in just about 10 years.
As you were saying before, oyster reefs, of course, are beneficial for the environment. It's not as damaging as a seawall or bulkhead. And oysters, which are filter feeders, are good for the aquatic ecosystem because they help improve water quality. But are there any drawbacks or things that people should consider when choosing to construct an oyster reef?
The drawback is the oysters can die, so they can catch a disease or be preyed upon, and maybe the hydrodynamics in the areas change, so there's less flow. And so I guess that would be a big drawback if you invest in building this reef, and then at some point in the future, it dies from other reasons other than sea level rise. You know, a bulkhead can't die.
Now, as far as people considering, constructing their own oyster reef, what are some things that they should keep in mind?
Well, they should keep in mind where they are in the estuary when they're constructing it. So if they're in the higher salinity parts of estuaries, the lower part of the estuary, that's where oyster reefs do really well, but they have to be planted intertidally. You don't want to create a subtidal reef so that it's underwater all the time at that setting. So that's the most important take-home message, I think.
Dr. Antonio Rodriguez is an associate professor at the Institute of Marine Sciences in Morehead City. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.